It's Wednesday, August 10th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. When Hillary Clinton spoke at a Florida campaign rally on Monday, just south of Orlando, she referenced the deadliest mass shooting in recent U.S. history.
2 weeks ago, and we had a chance to sit down with the brave police officers who rushed into the Pulse nightclub massacre to save lives, met with some of the surgeons who were there in the hospital to receive the wounded. And I know how many people, family members, loved ones, and friends are still grieving.
The West Palm Beach NBC News affiliate pointed out that the father of the Orlando shooter was sitting near the candidate as she spoke, in full view of the television audience. Omar Mateen touted a banner indicating that he endorsed Hillary because she wants tougher gun control laws. Dozens of national security officials from the George W. Bush administration wrote in an open letter on Monday that they will not vote for Donald Trump, according to the New York Times. We are convinced that Trump would be a dangerous president and would put at risk our country's national security and well-being. Trump responded by saying these people are the reason, quote, why the world is a mess, unquote. A Christian football coach in Washington State wants his job back after being fired for praying a quiet 30-second prayer on the 50-yard line after the game. After losing in lower courts, Joe Kennedy is taking his case to the federal courts. Kennedy has no regrets, saying, I wouldn't do anything differently. I've always taught my guys to stand up for what they believe in, even if it's not popular. Jesus said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:14. When several parents momentarily took their crying infants outside St. Andrew's Orthodox Church in Riverside, California, a passenger in a Honda Civic leaned out of his window with a bullhorn and yelled, Allahu Akbar, repeatedly, an Islamic Arabic phrase which means, God is great. After a recent attack on a church in France, Christian churches around the world are wondering if they could be next. The World View spoke with Isaac Six, with international Christian concern about the possibility of more terrorist attacks coming to Christian churches.
I don't think that anyone has an exact idea of how many attacks or what type of attacks are going to take place in the future. I think the nature of the threat that we're facing is very unpredictable. We may not see any attacks for a while, or we may see a spate of lone wolf attacks on churches or Christians over the next month.
Mr. Six also addressed how churches should respond and prepare.
Something that we do when we're encouraging churches in the Middle East and other parts of the world where there is very extreme forms of persecution is to not be afraid. Yes, it's okay to take rational security precautions, and that should be done. But, you know, we're really clearly instructed in Scripture to not only not fear, but to also to respond in love and to pray for those who would persecute us.
Forced abortion continues under China's new two-child policy, which began in January of this year. According to the BBC, all women of childbearing age have coercive pregnancy screenings up to 4 times a year. Married women are not allowed to have a third child, and single women are not allowed to have any children. If a woman is illegally pregnant and cannot pay the fine, which can be as much as 10 times her annual salary, she is forced to abort. Caleb Schwab, the 10-year-old son of a Christian Kansas state legislator, was decapitated while riding on the world's tallest water slide last Sunday. The circumstances of the boy's death on the 17-story high Schlitterbahn ride are still being investigated, police said. Representative Scott Schwab and his wife Michelle issued this statement Sunday night. Quote, since the day he was born, Caleb brought abundant joy to our family and all those who we came in contact with. As we try and mend our home with him no longer with us, we are comforted knowing he believed in his Savior Jesus, and they are forever together now. We will see him another day, unquote. Steele Johnson and David Boudia, both outspoken Christians, won the Olympic silver medal in the 10-meter men's synchronized diving on Monday night. Johnson emphasized the priority of his Christian faith in preparing for the Olympics.
I've been working for this dream for a long time. Honestly, I never thought the day would come, and I feel like I just blinked. Now I'm on the 2016 Olympic team. This is exciting, this is fun, but this is not where my identity is going to be in the rest of my life. Yeah, I'm Steele Johnson, the Olympian, but at the same time, I'm here to love and serve Christ. My identity is rooted in Christ and not in the flips we're doing.
Johnson's diving partner, David Boudia, also told the media, "We cannot take credit for this. To God be the glory." He said they kept Philippians 4:6 in mind when they were tempted to worry. The Bible verse says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.